students were gathered in a basement of a home, and police were called because of loud noise in the area. They showed up and found 14 students on the floor with their face down in a couple inches of water in a basement, and water was being sprayed on the back of their head, and they were being beaten with hoses and sticks and things on their backs.
Are these all students that were involved in this alleged hazing?
Yes, all but one were students. There were 9 people arrested, and 8 of those were students.
Were these students part of a sanctioned campus group, or what were they? What was the purpose of their activities that night?
Well, it's a hazing. That's the language the police have used, the university has used. They certainly were not part of any sanctioned group. UAlbany, like a lot of other colleges, has unofficial fraternities, for lack of a better word, that are essentially drinking clubs that don't have any of the characteristics of fraternities, any of the good characteristics like philanthropy and community service or even connection to a national organization, not to mention insurance. So it's essentially a lot of young men doing crazy things as pledges for these unofficial fraternities.
Now, this incident took place on Hudson Avenue, down in what's referred to sometimes as the student ghetto, and this is an area that's no stranger to this type of activity by students, correct?
That's correct. And so in 2011, the neighborhood became more infamous than it already was after a kegs and eggs melee in which students basically just got very intoxicated starting in the early morning hours on the St. Patrick's Day holiday and ended up destroying a bunch of cars and essentially most of this neighborhood, throwing TVs out windows and stuff and sort of almost rioting. So this area has had a lot of problems. Police have been cracking down very hard in the area, in particular this year. And there's already been dozens of arrests. Basically, at least one or two parties a week are broken up, and students are arrested for mostly for hosting the party. But there have been a couple of students that have been physical with the police. They've thrown beer cans at the police. In this instance, one of those arrested is accused of pushing the police. So there is a increasing hostility among some of the students in that area against the Albany Police Department.
At the end of the day, is there any sense from either the police or the school's end that there are more than just the students to blame in this situation? Are the people who own these residences being looked at all in terms of any type of responsibility in these types of incidents?
We've looked into that in the last couple years, and the city, after the kegs and eggs incident in March 2011, the city did crack down on some landlords in the area that were more negligent, and they issued a lot of code violations and that sort of thing. There are certainly a number of responsible landlords in the area, and probably more than half, but the homes that are just allowed to deteriorate and the students destroy them in incidents like this, there seems to be little real consequence for them. They basically buy a house, rent it out, and it just gets destroyed more and more by each new round of tenants. And I imagine at some point they'll just walk away from the home after they've gotten all the money they can out of it.
Is there any sense that the increased enforcement has done anything to stem the type of activities based on any of these types of activities that were happening before the 2011 incident?
I think it's probably somewhat less visible, but if the number of arrests are any indication, it certainly doesn't appear to have curbed the partying on any grand scale, and that's a question that every town that has a large university or even small school has to grapple with. Certainly not just isolated to UAlbany. I mean, every town that has a college in its center has these areas where the students all live in a series of houses together, and they don't treat the houses well, and they are out drinking in the streets at 2 in the morning, 3 in the morning. It's been described as hell living next to them by the tenants I've talked to over the years. I don't hear from them that it's such a great place now. that there's been a more serious crackdown. It's basically you'd have to change drinking culture in higher ed, and that's a much larger question.